Quincy Mayor Kyle Moore said that a permanent nominee to replace John Vandenberg could be named at next week's meeting. After Monday's meeting, Moore explained that Vandenberg's hire was part of a transitional period for the city.
We were in a transition period when Mr. Vandenberg was hired. And if you'll remember, we had our airport manager seek other options. We had originally thought a structure with the transportation manager would work. Just in how it played out, it just wasn't a good fit for the city of Quincy. And it gave us a unique opportunity to really look at our existing employees' strengths, weaknesses, what has worked in the past. It never hurts to try something new, and that's something that we wanted to do, and that's why the interim appointments are important. So that way you can try something new, you're not locked in. At the end of the day, the interim appointment was over.
Vandenberg was let go Friday by the city after just over a year on the job, as the administration was facing a deadline on whether or not to keep him on due to a February ordinance passed by the council that put a six-month time limit on appointees having an interim title. In other business, the council voted to approve some $850,000 in low bids for both additional streets in this year's asphalt maintenance program, capital budget improvements in the city's 6th ward, as well as for a quote for engineering services to study how to best repair the Stone Arch Bridge on South 8th Street and a surveying quote for future improvements to Main Street from 10th to 14th Streets. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.